staring at the stars. I wonder, since I've been away, I'm lonely, when I'm gonna go back home.
In the 7 years since her last album, Audra McDonald has kept busy, including rapping with Neil Patrick Harris at the conclusion of Sunday's Tony Awards. She spent several years in Hollywood filming the television series Private Practice. She's gotten divorced and remarried, absorbed the shock of losing her father in a plane crash, and watched her daughter grow up from a kindergartner to a middle schooler. Last year, Audra McDonald returned to New York, starred in Porgy and Bess, and won a fifth Tony Award. All the ups and downs, the triumphs and tragedies are reflected on her new album, Go Back Home. She'll be performing in our region tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. It is a wonderful pleasure to welcome Audra McDonald back to the Roundtable. Thank you so much for being with us. What a delight.
Thank you, Joe. It's nice to be here.
It is wonderful to have you with us. I realized two things. One is that you were going to be in our region a couple of times this summer. First, of course, at the Colonial Theater, and then you'll be back at Tanglewood with the Boston Pops.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I love that area of the country, and it's been years and years since I've been at the Colonial Theater, so I'm looking forward to going back. And it's also been a good many years since I've been there at Tanglewood, actually. And I'm excited about being back at Tanglewood with the Boston Pops because I'll be with John Williams, and that's always a thrill.
Well, you're there for movie night, which is one of the biggest nights of the year at Tanglewood, so it'll be very exciting. I want to talk to you about the new album. I want to talk to you about the performance of the Colonial. Let us start, though, with Sunday night. It's the end of the Tony Awards, and out you come with Neil Patrick Harris. And how do you get involved in something like that?
Well, the Tonys had already asked me to present, and I already knew that I was going to present.
Yeah.
And then I got a phone call from Neil saying, you know, I have this idea, something I'd like to do. I want you to sing this song with me while we do, you know, a Tonys rap, which they did, you know, a wrap-up rap that they did a couple years ago.
Right.
And last year even, and I said, no, like, I can't sing like Alicia Keys, no, no. And he called me back, and he was like, stop saying no, you're going to do this. And I said, no, I'm not. And then Lin-Manuel got involved, and they convinced me to do it. They said, you know, even though it's the Alicia Keys and Jay-Z song, you're going to sing it like you, and that's the whole point. And I said, okay, well then, yes.
Yeah.
And so we had to keep it a secret. We knew it was going to be a surprise, and so we kept it a secret, but just knew that we wanted to just have fun and have a fun way of sort of wrapping up the Tonys, and so actually the day of the Tonys is when we rehearsed it, but we rehearsed it after everybody else had left, so there was very few people in the theater when we rehearsed it, which was also planned too, so that no one would know. So it was fun kind of holding on to that little secret.
And meanwhile, the song is being written during the awards.
Absolutely.
Show, because it is a summarization of what has happened and who has won and so forth. And so that adds an element to it as well.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, luckily for me, my part, for the most part, was able to be pre-written because it was basically just the chorus, but it was poor Neil who, you know, with Tommy Kail, who's a great director, and Lin-Manuel Miranda sitting backstage, you know, and the three of us were literally rehearsing backstage about 4 to 5 minutes before we went on too, and then literally we're waiting as they open the envelope just to know which one to put in that last slot of the best musical, and they're like, okay, it's literally like, okay, Kinky Boots, okay, Kinky Boots, okay, go. I mean, it was really crazy, but Neil is such a, he's so unflappable, and he's so fearless and curious and excited about what he does and performing in theater, that he's a great leader. He just, you feel like you will follow him off of a cliff because he, you know, he's having a great time, so he just sets the tone.
So much has been made of the fact that there hasn't been a better, you know, that he should just host everything because he's so good. That opening number, the end number, the TV number that he did. I mean, everything was just so pitch perfect. And you think to yourself, you know, that's not even human of how good that was.
I know, and I think it's because he just goes out determined to have a good time, and he loves what he does. And I think, you know, he's not out to prove anything. He's just out there to have a good time and make sure that everybody else out there watching and in the audience has a great time too. And that seems to be his only sort of objective, and that I think makes it worth it, you know. And I think that's what you feel as an audience member, and I'm sure what you see, you know, as an audience member, whether you're in your living room or in the theater, you get that from him, and you also get that he's not nervous. He's just having a ball out there, so you can't help but have a ball with him.
We played the song coming in of "Go Back Home." It's the name of the new album, and very much the theme of the album, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. It had been, you know, 7 years since I've done an album. It had been years that I'd been working out in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. doing the TV show, and I'd been away from theater, and I was still commuting home every weekend, but not really fully living at home. And so it was, it just kind of popped up as a right reflective sort of thing to do as I finally came back home with, first of all, leaving the television show, coming back home because I wanted to be back home full time, you know, with my daughter, and then coming back home to theater, and then coming back home to recording, you know. So it just seemed like the right title and the right sort of tone for the album.
At what point, and this goes back to what we were talking about before, of you know, when you have someone who does something so, just such a wonderful job at, and at what point did you find your home in the sense of your comfort level of what your place is within theater, within musical theater, within recording, where you find your niche and your very special place that is so much you?
Well, I think I found it early on. I started performing at a very young age in Fresno, California, at a dinner theater there, and I was exposed to live theater at a very early age and felt immediately comfortable and at home on the stage in the theater. And then, you know, concertizing kind of came out of that years later, after I'd started doing Broadway shows. And it's very similar format, you know, the live element that I still, you know, so that also felt very much like home because it felt like another place that I could thrive and another place that I could communicate and feel what was happening with the communication immediately, as opposed to like television or movies or something like that, where you feel it so much later, if at all. And so I knew a long, long, long time ago that that's where I was at most at home. And then I've been lucky enough in my career that I've been able to explore and go into different areas like television or film or recording. But it's sort of like theater and live theater is my first language. That's the way I like to look at it. So of course that's going to be the language in which I'm most comfortable.
The new CD, Go Back Home, is so beautiful. And is an amazing collection of materials. Much has been made, and I think rightfully so, of your choice of going for younger composers and people who are making beautiful, incredible music, but don't have that track record yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my first album, Way Back to Paradise, was absolutely, you know, nothing but, you know, new young musical theater composers. Some that had a little bit of a track record, but not much, and others were completely unknown, certainly on a sort of large national scale. And those, you know, were somewhere in between, and I just felt so in love with their music and just thought that this just needs to be heard, and I don't know if anybody's going to buy my album anyway, but I certainly want to sing it, you know. and if in the process, you know, 3 or 6 or 1,000 people get to know these composers better, then that's something great. And so for me, it's the mission is also, you know, we have to continue to sort of nurture this great American art form that is music theater, and you can't nurture that by only doing revivals. You know, you can't keep looking back to the past. You have to, you know, you have to sort of look towards the future and and look around you and see what's bubbling up. And these people have all been influenced by great music of the past, but they're taking us in a new direction, in their own direction. And I find the music beautiful. And there's also this other sort of selfish part of me that likes to sing new stuff, too. I love singing old material as well, but maybe it's that, you know, if you're singing new stuff, no one will know if you've gotten it wrong or not. No one knows it.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
There is, I put the CD in, and I'm listening to it in the car, and it's, you know, it's so gripping and so beautiful, and your voice is just spectacular. And you come to the track, I'll Be Here, and mm-hmm. and tell us a little bit about this song, because this is a song that tells a story. It's a very, and I can't explain in words just how it was one of those. I've had those driveway moments where I've been listening to, look, I'm a public radio guy, so you know, you hear stories and you want to just pull the car over and listen, and I found myself doing this with the song, because it is so gripping and so amazing.
Yeah, you know, it's a song by a very talented young composer named Adam Guan, who was recipient of the Fred Ebb Lyric Writing Award, $50,000 prize to sort of just focus on their writing and not have to worry about bills for a while. And he wrote this song about this young woman who is talking to someone. You're not quite sure who. It's revealed at the end who she's talking to. And she's basically saying, you know, telling the story of her previous relationship. And in that relationship, you learn that was someone she was married to, and it was someone she lost in the 9/11 attacks. And then at the end, you find out that the person that she is speaking to is her current boyfriend, who has asked her to marry him, and she's been holding off and pushing him away. And then finally, in the end, says, "Okay, I will marry you." She's learning to let go and move on, but she felt like she needed to finally explain why she's been holding off all this time. It's because she's still absorbing the shock of losing her first husband and figuring out how to move on. And the song spoke to me. It speaks to everybody for some reason or another. It's gripping and it's emotional, and you don't see it coming because it starts very casual and very matter-of-fact, which is what I love about it. But also for me, my own personal experience is having lost my dad suddenly in a tragedy like that, where it just one minute they're alive and the next minute they're just gone and there's no real explanation. My dad was a plane crash. And watching what my stepmother has gone through in trying to get her life back and move on. And so that's why it spoke to me and why I wanted to sing it, because it just had such meaning for me and what I've seen in my life as well.
And knowing that story and knowing what, and trying to listening to you sing it and knowing that backstory led me to just wonder how you get through it sometimes. You know what I mean? Because it has to be personal.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be, because it's still, I mean, my dad died a year ago, my mom died 4 years ago, and it's still, all of that is still painfully fresh.
Very fresh, yes, of course. You know, I would love to say that the more you sing it, the more immune to the song you become, but that doesn't seem to be the case with that song. And I think that's the mark of a good song.
Sure.
And I think for me, I focus on the objective. Sort of as an actor, I focused on what's the objective of this? What does she really want? And in the end, she wants to explain. She wants to, you know, she needs to explain to her boyfriend what's going on. And then at the end, she needs to say, "And yes, I'm here to say yes. I'm here to say I'm moving on." And so if I focus on that, usually I can get through it, but sometimes I can't. And sometimes in my concerts, I have to take a minute after the song is over to collect myself and, you know, get a drink of water and then move on, you know. And that's okay, because sometimes the audience needs that too, so it's okay.
When you are doing a concert, as you'll be doing at the Colonial tomorrow night, it is, obviously, I mean, there's a tone to this CD and there's a tone to the concerts too, but it's more eclectic and obviously it brings many more threads together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, my concert, you know, it will be absolutely a lot of songs from the CD, but in addition, there will be songs that I've kind of had in my repertoire for a while that I don't ever let go, and then some other songs that are not necessarily on the CD, but songs that I've added to my repertoire recently. But it's all American Music Theater, but it runs the gamut from 1929 all the way up to 2011 or 12, you know.
Right.
You know, I like to do light, fun stuff as well as heavy, serious stuff. I like to, as my music director Andy Einhorn puts it, we like to give them, you know, a full meal. That's what we like to do.
Well, it's certainly a full meal. Audra McDonald's new CD is Go Back Home, the new album, Go Back Home. She'll be performing in our region tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Colonial in Pittsfield. You can go to BerkshireTheaterGroup.com for more information, and we'll be a part of Film Night at Tanglewood in August with John Williams and the Boston Pops. Audra McDonald, a great pleasure and an honor to speak to you. Thank you so much, and safe travels this weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to speak to you, Jim.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Hey, do I say?